And many times that we confuse church with a building,
right.
But the church is a people,
right.
Called out believers, amen.
Right.
So you can meet under trees and stuff like that as long as you're meeting with the people of God, amen. Maybe it won't be long, amen, no doubt, if Jesus don't come back. We might be meeting in secret. We won't be meeting in buildings such as this. So thank God for these open-air meetings, amen. We thank God for that. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here. Let me say myself that I appreciate all the hospitality that has been shown me and my family. You've been so kind and gracious to us. And I tell you what, just a wonderful, wonderful abundance of food. And thank God for that. Amen. You know, over the years of evangelism, I don't know how much Brother Tim's experienced this, and I'm not wanting to complain, amen, but there's been a lot of times I've went places, amen, and my family said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to Walmart, amen. We're going to get us some food and just praise the Lord, amen.
Right.
And people just maybe didn't see the need, maybe just an oversight or something. But that's not been the case here, amen. This, you precious families have been so good to us, and we thank the Lord for it, amen. It's been so wonderful, and I thank God for it, amen. I've always told my children, when God's people give you something, amen, you be grateful for it. And eat it. You know how kids are. Saying, well, I don't care whether you like it or not. Amen. Eat it anyhow. Amen. You know, I've tried to teach my kids. You know, my wife labors in the kitchen and stuff like that. And then you turn up your nose at food. And I heard an illustration one time. A fellow said he'd dump it out the back porch. What he needed is his rear end kicked. That's what he needed. Amen. That's what he needed. That ain't right. Amen. If your wife is going to labor for you, amen, it ain't right to treat her like dirt.
Right.
Amen. I thank God for my wife, and I appreciate you precious ladies.
Amen.
And that spread you put on today, amen. Had a light lunch? Light lunch, praise God. Praise God. We had salad eggs. We didn't even get credence to the devil, amen. We had salad eggs, amen. All kinds of goodies. And I had me a chocolate bar. It's wonderful. So I appreciate all of you coming out. And like the pastor said many times, I appreciate all these visitors. But thank God for you faithful people here at this local church, amen. Because truthfully, we're glad everybody's come, Brother Heller. We're glad everybody's come. But thank God you've encouraged your pastor's heart. I've noticed some of you come back. Maybe you're not able to come last night, but you've come back to the meeting. And that's an encouragement to this pastor, amen. That his people is being a part of this meeting.
That's right.
And so thank God for you, amen. And then we also prayed, Pastor and I was praying, and others have been praying, that God would bring in some people from the community. And God's answering prayers about that.
Amen.
And so you are our special guests. And we thank God for you folks coming, amen, to the meeting. Amen. Whether Brother Ronnie would admit it or not, amen, I went to Bible school with Brother Ronnie, amen. And that's been many years ago. And when I was first preaching, amen, and I tell you what, we just had a good time the couple years he went there, and then I finished up at Bible school. Most people think that I didn't go to Bible school because I don't preach like it, amen. But I did go to Bible school. I don't know if they'd still admit, amen, I went there where I went. I wasn't exactly the product he's trying to turn out, amen. But I did go to Bible school, amen. I got the degree to prove it, amen. And by the way, before you be too critical, amen, I'm the only permanent alumnus of Ambassador Baptist College. I'm it. They offered it for $100. I had money then. I took it. And I am 001, and I'm the only permanent. They can't ever take that degree away from me. Amen. I'm the only permanent alumnus of the school. Amen. I was the only one that took the offer. Amen. And I tell you, I do thank the Lord for that. You can't probably tell, but it tamed me down a little bit. Amen. And, you know, I think back as I walk down memory's lane. Buddy, when God dealt with me and saved me and let me know how humbling it was that he let me know, Peter, that he wanted me to preach his word. There is no other preacher outside of circuit riding preacher from years gone back besides me. That's it. Two that I know of. Our preacher, our family's not known for preachers, amen. They're known for bootleggers and a bunch of heathens, amen. But God humbled us, amen, and let us know that He wanted us to preach the Word of God. Buddy, I was so excited about that. I can remember, amen. I can remember Brother Tim years ago. I went with Brother Billy Parsons. You ever met Brother Billy Parsons? We went up to Rockford, Illinois in a tent, amen. And you saw me getting a lather last night, amen, Brother David. I was so yearning to preach. I'd go up there in Rockford, Illinois in the summer and get under that tent and preach to the chairs and be soaking, wringing wet. I mean, preach a whole message. I was yearning to preach. And you know, not being critical, amen, but they kind of made out because of my brogue and you know, I'm a hick, okay? But, you know, they kind of made out that I wouldn't have much influence. And I wouldn't get to reach many people. But God's greater than all that. And God's let me come to Blaine, Pennsylvania.
Amen.
And preach to you precious people. And I thank God for it. It's an honor. It's a privilege, amen.
Yes, sir.
And God has went exceedingly abundantly above Brother Heller what I ever thought He would ever do. And I praise Him and I thank Him tonight. And I give Him all the glory. Amen. If you take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. The book of Zechariah. Find Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah. Not preached out very often, amen, but I want to bring a thought here that the Lord has laid upon our hearts. I don't plan to be before you long tonight, amen. I may say that to comfort the hearers, amen, but I don't plan to. Brother Tim, I didn't preach that long last week, amen. Of course, I wasn't feeling good most of the week. God has been so gracious to me, amen, to touch me from Friday on. Feeling a lot better, amen. Feel more like myself. And I don't want to complain to you, amen. You don't need that anyway. We're depressed enough, amen. But God's good to us, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I just want to start out saying I'm glad that I'm saved.
Amen.
There ain't nothing else better than salvation by the grace of God, amen. And I want to say I've got a wonderful Savior I can recommend to anybody. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. Amen. Zechariah chapter number 1. If you're physically able to do so, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Zechariah chapter number 1. And verse number 1. In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. With the Lord's help, we'll take as a text tonight, verse number 3, where the Bible says, therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, And I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. We're preaching on this thought. The turning that turns God. The turning that turns God. Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord, tonight as we open the infallible book, the infallible Word of God, and preach from it. I'm keenly aware that nothing will be accomplished without your help tonight. So help us as we preach. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to hearts, draw people unto yourself, like has already been sung about tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every hindrance. We plead the blood of Jesus over the devil and his devils that, Lord, hates the work of God. He hates what's been happening here. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. Help us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Brother Tim, why don't you continue that prayer? I feel led that you need to continue that prayer.
My father, my brother has prayed. Lord God, we know many of the hindrances of the flesh. Lord, our ability to set, our ability to hear, Lord, our abilities to see. And Lord, the aches and pains of life, the sorrow of heart, heavy hearts and heavy minds. And Lord God, beyond that, Lord, we are just men. We're frail, we're weak. But I pray, Lord God, through that weakness, Lord, that you show yourself mighty in power. I pray, Lord God, you give us spiritual ears to hear.
Amen.
Lord, you give us spiritual eyes to see. And Lord God, that the pains and the aches of life, Lord, would dissipate the glory that is in Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those with heaviness of heart,
yes,
I pray, Lord God, help them, you lift Lord. Those hearts. I pray you give comfort as only you can do. Yes. And I pray the Holy Ghost to bring comfort to those hurting, those wounded, Lord, those troubled. And then, Lord God, for our minds, that you give us a mind in Christ. Renew our minds through the Word of God tonight. Settle us. Prepare us. Lord God, I pray, Lord, that oil would come down upon the
heads
of God in holiness. And Lord God, in true worship and perfect praise would be perfected, I pray. And then, Lord God, for the sinner, I pray you'd draw them. I pray you'd woo them. I pray, Lord God, you'd skillfully do as you've done over the ages, Lord, of piercing their hearts and drawing them to yourself. Lord God, only you can do that work.
Oh, God.
Would you give her the word, Rose the words to say? Anoint his lips fresh. Anoint his lips anew. Lord, give him the things that need said tonight without hesitation, with absolute clarity and the liberty in the Holy Ghost. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The turning that turns God. During our course of our scripture here, reading tonight, the Jews had returned to Palestine from Babylon in 538. The foundation of the temple has been laid, and Zechariah, like his contemporary Haggai, was encouraging the people to finish the temple. But in light of that fact, amen, God uses the man of God, Zechariah, to open up with a call to return unto the Lord. You know, many people think that religious activities exempt them from a call to repentance. There's a lot of people, amen, they're involved in religious activities, even in our churches. But God called on Zechariah to call them to return unto the Lord, amen. And so I want to deal with that tonight on the kind of turning that turns God. First of all, the turning involved in repentance. The turning involved in repentance. Amen. You may say, why does men want me to repent? Well, let's look in our text tonight. In verse number 2, the Bible says, first of all, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. I really believe that God is angry at the way our nation is. I really believe that God is angry at most churches and how they live. I really believe that God is angry at how a lot of people live. God said, I have been sore displeased with your fathers. That word entails to be full of wrath, to be furious, to put oneself in a rage. You know, we've heard so many things about God, but to speak a half-truth is a full lie. I'm not against preaching on the love of God. Whether you believe it or not, I do preach on that. Amen. But most people don't realize God is angry. He's angry, amen. The Bible says in Psalm 7:11 that God is angry at the wicked every day. Sinner, you don't realize the precarious situation you sit in tonight. God is angry. God said, they had forsaken the Lord. They had served Ashtaroth, the groves, Baal, Molech. God was displeased because they had departed from what they knew. God's chosen choice people. I'm not preaching many of you to ignorant people tonight. I'm preaching to people that know something about the truth, that have heard the truth. And yet, some of you in your hearts, you're far apart from God. These people draw a line to me with their lips. They honor me with their mouth. But their heart is far from God. Amen.
Right.
That's the reason we need to draw near unto God. He said, cleanse your hand. You're not going to draw near to God until you're willing to cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Listen, down south, they want to have a meeting as long as they swing from the chandeliers and everybody has a big hoopla, amen. They said, man, we've had a meeting, amen. And they said, nobody wants to deal with sin. Nobody wants to repent. Nobody wants to turn. And God sort of is pleased with that, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look in Psalm chapter 80. Psalm chapter number 8. You said, what kind of preaching they been having around here, amen. Guy's mad at everybody, amen. I remember a preacher one time down in Texas, amen. He said, he wish I could go to BJU and tell every one of them they's going to hell. Amen. Amen. Y'all right? Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 80, amen, verse number 3. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? God's angry with our prayer. Yes, when you have sin in your life, God don't hear your praying.
Right.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Amen.
You're going to have to deal with a sin problem before you get through to God.
Yes,
right. Amen.
Right.
We want revival and don't want to have repentance.
That's right.
I think they kind of go hand in hand.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thou feedest them with the bread of tears. Thou gavest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. The psalmist said, turn us again. He said, we've become a laughing stock. The church of the living God, the pearl of great price, has become a laughing stock to the world. The psalmist said, turn us again. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. Hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they that pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it. The wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return! Return, we beseech thee, O God of hope. I'm telling you, if God don't break in on us, if God don't break in on this meeting tonight, amen, we might as well say the last amen and go home and go back to Maryland, go back to Tennessee, go back to our homes in Pennsylvania, go back to New York. I'm telling you, we're in desperate need, sir! We're in desperate need of the move of God, amen.
Right.
It's either revival or death.
Right.
Amen. It's not just survival for revival. Hey, one preacher said, thank God for such virgin purity, amen. He put on his church sign, this church will have a revival or a funeral, amen. If you're not going to have revival and you're not serious about revival, you soon will have a funeral.
That's right.
If God's not in our midst, if God's not working, see, you know, they can teach you in Bible school how to say certain things, how to pull emotional cords at the end, how to get them to the altar, but one thing they can't teach you, they can't teach you how to get in the prayer closet.
Right.
How to get along with God. Amen. I tell you how it comes. To God be the glory. Getting alone in the woods. Getting my prayer log. Amen. Getting in the prayer closet.
Right.
Praying. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right. Most of that crowd knows nothing about anointing.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And give sermons all day long. They don't know nothing about agonizing before the Lord.
That's right. Sir.
That's right. They don't know nothing, Brother Hill. They're about a burden. God, deliver us. God, deliver us from this dry, dead mess.
Yes,
amen. Man.
Yes, help us.
God, would you not turn? Would you not turn us? God, would you not turn your face to us? Would you not look upon us? Oh God! Oh God! Would you not help us? And you know what the Shekinah glory was? They'd seen it fall in the book of Chronicles. And then in Ezekiel, amen, it began to depart. And the Shekinah glory finally departed off of them. The Shekinah glory has departed off of many of us. We don't even know it. We have our programs. We have our format. We have our Baptist mechanics. We go through the motions.
Yeah.
And let's be real honest, preacher. You ain't heard from God in years.
Come on.
You ain't got a message from God in years.
Come on.
And you wonder why your people's hearts are not touched.
Come on.
You keep blowing cold air on your congregation, what do you expect but icebergs?
Come on.
Well, man of God said you thought the last thing that the church would have needed in the last days, amen, was a refrigerator. We're neither hot nor cold. We're just lukewarm. And we don't care. And we're not moved. And you never visit an altar. I preach for men, amen. You can say what you want to, amen. I've tried to give this pastor, he's the pastor of this church, amen, and I've tried to be sensitive to how he runs the altar call and the services. But I've preached for pastors, amen, that ain't seen people on the altar for years. I was preaching for Brother Manus. He's already in heaven now. And I poured out my heart. Mommy, you remember that? I gave it everything I had. And the pastor got up there. Does nobody need to pray? Does nobody need to confess sin? He knew his church was in trouble. You either have revival or God remove the candlestick, one or the other.
Come on. That's right.
You say his church in Blaine will always be here. As far as you know, it will. You go against God and the things of God, and God will gutter the candle, amen, and then remove it, amen. And there may not be no light here in Blaine. There may not be no gospel preaching in Blaine. You saints of this church, you need to get serious. Your family, these boys are dependent on you.
Amen.
Sir, these boys are dependent on you. About God turning His face towards you. Return, we beseech thee, verse 14. O God of hosts, look down from heaven and visit this vine. Verse 15, in the vineyard which thy right hand had planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. God made them like a fruitful bough. God made Israel like a fruitful vine. In Isaiah, he said, I come to look for the grapes. And what did I find? Wild grapes. Bitter fruit. What does God see when He comes looking for fruit in your life? What does He see? Don't you think we need revival? Don't you think we need a move of God? We need a moving of God. And God said from our text, you can say what you want to. If you'll turn, God will turn. Amen. What did He say in James? Draw nigh to God. You draw nigh to God. And then I'll draw nigh to you. We always put the blame on God. I'm not talking about works for salvation. I'm not talking about working up a meeting. I'm telling you what this Bible says. He said, you turn and I'll turn. You draw nigh, I'll draw nigh. Amen.
Come on.
God's not going to violate your will, but I'm telling you what, He's dealt with some of you this week.
Come on.
And you will not turn. And you will not draw nigh to God. I couldn't fuss you out, amen, if I wanted to. But I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you what the Word of God says. Verse 16, it is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon man, the man of thy right hand. upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So shall we, notice this, if I can read it, so will not we go back from thee. Quicken me, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord of hosts, God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Amen. I was talking to one of you today, amen. Salvation always has the idea. Many times it's deliverance out of a trouble. But it's always some kind of deliverance.
That's right.
Salvation means deliverance. The Savior means a deliverer. Thank God we need to be delivered. What from? From our lethargic state. From our coldness. From our callousness. From our carnality. From our putrid Christianity. God expects a lot of us. Too much is given, much shall be required. And God calls upon us to repent. The turning involved in repentance. Turn ye unto me, and I will turn unto you. You, in this text at least, you must take the initiative. You say, me? I can guarantee you, to God be the glory, God's already took the initiative on your behalf.
That's right.
I may not know a lot of things, amen. I love them. The ones that are still alive, my professors, I'd scare the britches off of them. Amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I do know one thing. I know when God works.
Right.
And I've seen Him work. Mm-hmm. And I've seen God cut down people like wheat.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, friend, you must move at His bidding.
Right. Amen, preacher.
You that are lost, amen. If God's called upon you, and the ball's in your court now,
right.
It'd be sad for you to go out from under the conviction of the Holy Ghost and the working of the Holy Spirit and do despite the Spirit of grace, amen, and go out into eternity lost without God because you wouldn't turn. Amen.
So that's right.
Amen. Turn ye unto me, and I will turn unto you. The Bible says in Luke 13, 3 and 5, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It doesn't matter how good you think you are. The Bible says we're all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. There's none of us that can make a clean thing out of an unclean thing. And I'm going to tell you, friend, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. So God calls on men to repent.
Amen.
And if you're going to get saved, that's what you're going to do. You're going to repent and believe the gospel.
Right.
Amen. And if you're going to get right with God as a believer, you must repent.
Right. That's right.
He called on those churches, amen, and He said, repent, 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 amen. You say, well, I don't know about all that repentance business, amen. Well, according to Revelation, amen, God puts all those plagues on them. They've experienced a lot of those plagues, amen, and the issue still must be repentance. He said they would not repent.
Right.
If you get saved, you've got to repent.
Right.
I don't care who you are,
right,
where you come from,
right,
what school you studied under, amen. Listen, friend, God said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall likewise perish. At the times of this ignorance, God once winked at, but now command men everywhere to repent. Amen. Because God's appointed today in which He'll judge the world by righteousness, by the man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance to all men in that He raised Him from the dead. You better repent, friend. Time's running out. You better repent. What you do, you better do quickly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God says, you turn, and then I'll turn. We want to lay the onus on God.
That's right.
Well, I don't feel this, and I don't feel that, and I don't feel this, and I don't feel that, and I don't think I could get rid of this, amen. You come to God, listen, and get right with God, amen. You'll take care of all that, amen.
Hey.
Amen. You truly repent toward God, you won't be back to the cesspool of the world.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
No. You won't be back to the juke joints.
That's right.
No, sir, friend.
That's right,
oh, no, God will change your life.
Yes, sir.
Well, it does. That's the kind of Bible. By the way, amen, before you get all critical, amen, find your type of salvation in this Bible and show it to me.
Right.
There you go.
That's right,
it.
Brother. That's right.
Show me the kind, amen, where you whore hop.
Yes, sir.
Show me the kind, amen, where you go out and live as a drunk. Show me. You don't find that kind of salvation. That woman I preached on this morning, she came with an issue of blood. She knew, she knew, she knew she'd been touched. Amen.
Right, right.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
And you'll know it when you get touched by the Master. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, brother, John, there's so much peace. There's so much joy. Amen. In sins forgiven. You know, religion can't do anything for you like that.
Right.
But thank God for the peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes.
Thank God for the joy. Stephen, those sins forgiven. Amen. Thank God for the ecstasy. Amen. When God lets you know, you be in this type of meeting, and God lets you know the joy bells are ringing in your soul. Don't you know that God, hey, He's made peace for
Amen.
Hey, man. Oh, that kind of preaching. I told my wife years ago, Brother Ronnie, I said, you got to be careful. I'm not throwing off the same people that got us together, amen, introduced us. Well, it's the same people told Fort Wayne trying to break us up. I said, you got to be careful. Preachers like Brother Rose. When he preaches, nobody knows if they're saved. Imagine preaching the Bible, quoting the Scripture, and people don't know that they're saved.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. This kind of preaching will help ground you, buddy. Amen. It'll show you you need. Without a doubt, amen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Amen. Amen. Don't get worried about that. That's one of mine, amen. I own several of them around here, amen. Hallelujah. She needs it, amen. Sure does. Hallelujah. She didn't treat me nothing like Brother Allen used to treat me, amen. I went out the windshield one time, amen, pushed the windshield out. Could have cut my face all up, landed on my shoulder, tore my shoulder loose, amen, and went to meet and hear Brother Allen. And listen, I was looking for him the whole time. And the next thing I knew, he grabbed me, amen, and was just pulling on my arm, amen. I was about to pass out, amen. I had a dislocated shoulder. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. That double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I tell you what, when you get divided between the world and God, that double-minded man is basically, it's divided allegiance, amen. You can't serve God and man. Amen. Well, that's just so fogged up, I can't even see with him, amen. Well, I peer at the best I can, squint. Turn ye from your evil ways, verse number 4, and from your evil doings, amen, in verse number 4. So the turning involved in repentance. God's took the initiative on your part. Now you need to take part. You need to turn. You need to turn. What about the turning involved in confession? You know the verse. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, I'd really like to see the meetings I've been in where God really began to move, amen, and break out a meeting was where the saints of God confessed their sins to God, and sometimes they had to get right with one another. Now, I'm wise enough to know, amen, that in this day and hour, amen, some confession is not necessarily good.
That's right.
And so I would encourage you, amen, if it's a public confession, confer with your pastor, amen.
Right. Right.
Confer with Brother Black. Some things confess causes more problems than they're worth, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so I would long to see it again, Brother Wagner, that people would truly get right with God and confess their sins to God. The turning involved in confession. Amen. Let's look at verses number 5 through verse number 10. 1 John chapter 1. This then is the message that we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. I preached out on one time through the book 1 John, making yourself out to be a liar. There's one of them right there, amen. You say you have fellowship with Him and you walk in darkness.
Come on.
The Bible says you're a liar.
Right.
And you don't do the truth, amen. Amen.
Right.
If we walk, notice verse 7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise God, there's nothing like having fellowship with Him. I love having fellowship. I've got some good friends that I've preached to. Some of them that's here, amen. I've preached to them since they're little kids. Amen. They can either take it or they're on strong medication. One of them, amen. Amen. And I mean, they've been my friends. They've been my friends in the ministry. It's wonderful to have good fellowship with Brother Tim and Brother Black and others, Brother John. What? But there's nothing like having fellowship with Him. Why don't you want to have fellowship with Him?
Come on.
You can have fellowship with anybody in this arbor meeting, amen, tonight. But can you fellowship with the Lord? Or are you still fellowshipping with darkness?
Come on.
You still have sin in your life that's roadblocked things in your life. You need to confess it to God as sin.
Right.
Amen. See, to confess, we're going to have to say the same thing about sin that God says about it. We want to sugarcoat it, amen. We want to candy coat it. But we're going to have to say the same thing about sin that God says about it.
Yes.
Lord, I'm a liar! Lord, it's not because of my Irish heritage. I am angry and full of temper and anger.
Right.
Amen. Lord, I'm just, some of us, me and my need to confess, Lord, I'm a jerk.
Amen.
And I act like a jerk around my wife.
Right.
Our wives are not our doormats.
Come on.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Precious, most precious thing outside of salvation, one of the most precious things. God gave me a precious wife. But I tell you what, people were amazed and probably sorry for her, amen. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, she's been such an asset. Sister Rose, you've been such an asset to me in the ministry. What a blessing you are. God help us, amen. Sometimes I've been much of a heathen. Sometimes I've treated my wife. How about you children, amen? How about some confession, amen? Tonight, how you treated authority in your parents. There may need to be some people, amen, that leave this meeting and get on a telephone even long before you get home and say, Mom and Dad, I've disrespected you. I've spurned your authority. I'm not right with God. At least I claim to have fellowship, but I'm far from God, amen, because I'm not right with you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Confession. If we confess our sins, we're going to have to say the same thing about sin that God says about it. Well, Lord, you know I have a case of nerves. I'm a nervous person. No, you're just a mean, cantankerous devil. What your problem is, amen. Amen. Others are contentious, amen, but not me.
Yeah.
I give instructive criticism. Everybody else is gossips.
Right. Right.
Why don't you clean up all your mess?
Come on.
Why don't you pull down your Facebook? I tell you, churches have been destroyed. Pastors have been run down. God's men have been literally destroyed and probably wouldn't have the influence with some people because you can't keep your mouth from running, amen.
Right. Good, brother.
I remember years ago my mom was going to listen to the Swap Shop. Y'all have the Swap Shop in New York? You know, okay, you don't know what you're missing. The Swap Shop. And amen. And before the Swap Shop come on, it was on a country station. She wasn't listening to the country music. She was waiting on the Swap Shop. Amen. All that junk they had for sale on the radio. Amen. You call the number and get a hold of them, go swap with them. Amen. And listen, friend, before it come on, amen, it said... Hallelujah. You talk too much. You talk too much, amen. But you text too much. You get on your Facebook and you run everybody down unless you expose yourself, amen. And everybody knows you're full of vanity and emptiness and you don't have any fellowship with God. Won't you just admit it?
Right.
Why ain't we having a time? You can't be right with God, amen, and run everybody down the church.
That's right.
Run the preacher and his family down. I don't have a perfect family. Brother Black don't have a perfect family. Brother Tim don't have a perfect family. But you look for every nitpicking thing, amen, right, to pull the man of God apart, amen. Why don't you just come right now and repent right now?
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What's this all about? It's revival preaching, amen.
That's right.
Yeah. This will be revival preaching.
You're right.
Somebody you don't really like in here, amen. You're a man and they're a man, amen. Why don't you go up and hug their neck if you're a brother in Christ and give them $50, amen. They'll feel better, amen, and maybe you'll get right. Yeah. Amen. Not everybody, but a few of you probably don't like me right now, amen. But I didn't come up here to play.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
They said they wanted me to come up here and preach.
That's right.
Hey, so you turn, and God will turn. You confess. God will forgive, amen.
That's right.
If you're not willing to confess, amen, you're not going to get that forgiveness. Years ago, Billy Graham, amen, he stood up. You know, Mr. Clinton had done his thing, and I'm not going to go into that, amen. And Mr. Graham, amen, said, you know, we need to forgive him, amen, and stuff like that. Well, you don't forgive somebody. He said he didn't do nothing wrong.
Right.
Mr. Clinton said he didn't do anything wrong. You can't get forgiveness like that.
Yeah.
But we come up with these generic prayers. Lord, if I've sinned, if I've offended anybody, hey, you low-down skunk, you know you've sinned. You know you've offended people, amen. Amen.
And
I should preach this, Brother Ronnie, for my trial messages at the school. they put on them papers where they graded me, amen, too long and too loud. Too long and too loud. We ain't going to deal with it tonight, amen, as far as going to it, but you are familiar, if you're familiar with the Bible truth. In Psalm 51, David confesses his sin of adultery. I want to say that adultery is still wrong.
Amen.
It'll never be right.
That's right.
John the Baptist said, it's not lawful for thee to have thy brother Philip's wife. And it's still not lawful. Amen.
Amen.
But I like what he said here and down through this text. Let me just mention some of them that I've got wrote down. Psalm 51 in verse number 1, he said, have mercy. That's what we need. We need mercy for our sins. He said, verse number 2, cleanse me. Here it is. He's getting right, amen. He said, I acknowledge my sin. You're going to have to acknowledge it, friend. He said, against thee only have I sinned, verse number 4. Verse number 7, he said, purge me. Verse number 10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. And then he said, verse number 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Why can't some of you get in the meeting, amen, like you should? It's roadblocks. Sin in your life. Bitterness, anger, malice. You say, Brother Rose, you don't know, I've been hurt. You know, I've been hurt so many times in the ministry and church work, it's unbelievable. Brother Tim, we can run, and we won't go into that. But I've been hurt and disappointed and cut to the very heart and had my heart cut plumb out in the ministry. But somehow God will give you grace to go on. I'm not going to bore you with it, but you wouldn't know the pressure I'm under right now, amen?
That's right.
And some of the only relief God's given me is anointing me to preach, giving me relief, amen? He's a good God.
Amen.
He's a wonderful Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Let me close by saying this. The turning, number 3. He said, turn unto me, and I'll turn unto you, saith the Lord. The turning involved in confession. The turning involved in repentance. The turning involved in revival. You're not going to have revival unless you turn. There's going to have to be change. I'd like to go back to the times, amen, I know it was made mocked and made fun of. I'd like to go back to the times, amen, where we busted TVs on the church porch. Got rid of sin and VCRs and tapes and works of iniquity, amen. People mock that, make fun of that, amen. Now our homes are full of it. Full of it. But you're not going to have revival until you turn. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn, and turn, and turn, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and will heal their land. The turning involved in revival. The kids are hanging in the balance, sir. I'm all about it. Enjoy hunting. Enjoy running the ridges and following the gobbles. There ain't nothing more important than what's going on under this arbor. This way.
Right.
There's nothing more important than doing business with God and with His Word and seeking God for revival. Where are those all-night prayer meetings?
That's right.
Remember years ago, I was in a revival effort in my hometown. I asked the pastor if I could have the key to the church. I went in and spent time with the Lord during the night.
There's some odd and strange things that happen in the church when nobody's there. I'm telling you, buddy.
That's right.
I got scared a few times. Amen. But I pleaded the blood over that. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, when God's people there, the church ain't there. And listen, friend, and the Spirit of God ain't necessarily there. Amen. And there's other spirits there. Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Where are the prayer meetings where we seek the Lord? Thank God for the men that have gathered, amen, 30 minutes before the service and pray. Talk to the Lord. But we're going to have more than a little talk with Jesus to make it right. We're going to have to spend time in prayer. It took a long time to get in this mess. It's possibly going to take a long time to get out of it. But God is able. God is able, Sam. God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's the key. Works in us. Is it working in you? Is the power of God working in your life?